executive producer of the Real Housewives franchise, New York Times bestselling author, Emmy award-winning host, and executive producer of Watch What Happens Live. Welcome to my show for the very first time, Andy Cohen.
Hey, Wendy.
Welcome.
Hey.
So you're joining me to encourage dog owners to join hashtag dog thanking movement in celebration of National Dog Show and help raise funds for hurricane relief efforts.
Exactly.
Tell us about it. And I know, you know, it's the National Dog Show, which premieres on Thanksgiving Day at noon in all time zones. One of my favorite days of the entire year, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, me too. I'm psyched about the dog show. 2,000 dogs, 175 breeds, one winner. And but Purina's doing something really cool from today until the Sunday after Thanksgiving, which is if you post on social media why your pet is the best and use hashtag dog thanking and tag Purina, they're going to give a dollar for every post to greatergood.org, which goes to hurricane relief for pets and people in Florida, Texas, and Puerto Rico. So it's really cool. I mean, look, I post all the time about how great my pet is. But now they're actually, Purina's actually going to donate $1 per post for hurricane relief. And you can get more info at Purina.com.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
It's awesome. And, of course, what are you going to say to the dog sitting next to you that you talk about so much?
Oh, my God. I'm just going to love on him so much.
I love on my dog, too. My dog is lucky. What breeds are you going to be watching during the show? What are you going to be? Who are you going to be looking for?
You know what? I mean, my dog is a Beagle Foxhound, so anything in that family is typically what I'm rooting for.
Okay.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a lab.
Oh, nice.
So I'll be, he's delicious. He's 10 and I'll be watching. I love that day. And I love that.
Are dogs hype, are labs hyper?
He's not so hyper. He just likes attention.
That's good.
Yeah. He just likes to be pet all the time.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that's just him. But for the most part, no, they're not that hyper. And he's not a fetcher. He doesn't go out and fetch. Which
My dog will fetch, but he won't return whatever he fetched to me. So it's a very boring game.
So everyone should watch this on Thanksgiving Day. My favorite day is to stay home and watch the parade and watch the National Dog Show. It's such a great thing. And I love that you're doing it. I love that Purina's doing that and donating for all those people that need such relief.
Absolutely.
All right, so Andy, watch What Happens Live. Seriously? Best show ever.
Thank you.
We're the only live show in late night. It started as this Housewives after show. Once a week at midnight, we moved to 11, and we really stayed a Housewives after show, but I wanted to prove to the world that this show could also be a viable format with real celebrities. So I twisted my friend's arms, and I got Jerry Seinfeld and Sarah Jessica Parker and Liam Neeson, among others, to come on. And they came on, and it was really cool, and people took notice and said, why are these really famous people on this stupid show? And so we wound up making a case after 2.5 years to Bravo to strip us and make us a real late night show. And so we're still sometimes a Housewives companion show and a real honest to good night late night show. We're the only live show in late night. We are the only interactive show in late night. We take tweets. We're the only show with a real bar in late night.
Real alcohol.
We drink real alcohol. The concept of the show is I'm inviting you into my den at 11 o'clock at night. And if I invited you into my den at 11 o'clock at night, the first thing I would do would be offer you a drink. Mm-hmm. And then I would want to play games with you. And I would want to ply you for gossip and information. And that's what I do with the celebrities on my show. And I think in a galaxy of shows that are so polished and there are so many pre-interviews, and you go on a show and they're like, oh, Dave loved the story where you said this. And don't forget to hit this point. And then he's going to ask you about this. And don't forget to say this. And you go on and you're so nervous and you're like, I'm not a comedian. I want to hit these points, whatever. This show, we don't pre-interview our guests. Every moment is spontaneous. We've had a lot of crazy moments. We've had people get drunk. We've had people swear. We've had people, we had the fire alarm go off. We've had endless mishaps. And that's what makes this show great. And I think that the authenticity of this environment and the liveness of it is not only what makes it a success, but makes people like Oprah and Cher and Meryl Streep and Lady Gaga and all this want to come be a part of it, because it's different. It's refreshing to go on a show that's not so canned and forced and set up. And that is in terms of, you know, some things that I'm proudest of in my career in TV, this, bringing this and seeing other shows ripping us off, which pisses you off initially, but then you wind up saying, all right, guess what? If Good Morning America rips us off every day, I guess we're doing something right.
By the way, it's a podcast now. If you can subscribe anywhere you get podcasts, and you can listen to it on the way to work.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And so it should be. My show's turning into a podcast, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm announcing it next year, but I told you first.
Ah, I love it.
Because you're Andy Cohen, so I had to tell you first. And I've been on the air almost 8 years, and this is the first time I've ever had you.
Thank you.
Amazing. So if you could pick a favorite guest or a least favorite guest, could you?
Favorite guest? I mean, there are so many. I mean, I had Jerry O'Connell on the show, and it was great. Oprah was incredible.
Because she's Oprah.
It was great.
Joan Rivers was someone who, I talk about full circle moments, but I really did used to wait up late. I used to stay up late to watch her on Carson. And when I was at Bravo and I was hosting the online show, they developed a show that was going to be a gay version of The View called Straight Talk with Joan Rivers. And it was Joan Rivers and four gay guys. And it was me, Billy Eichner, Joan Rivers, and a couple other guys. And she and I were going to, and I never forgot how kind she was to me then. And she came on in the early days of Watch What Happens Live. I remember there was a terrible snowstorm, and she showed up at midnight in a terrible snowstorm because she had made the commitment to me. And that meant so much to me. And she was on about a month before she passed away. And every time she was on, it just moved me greatly.
You know, you just can't believe they're in this little clubhouse.
And I love the clubhouse. And I think one of my all-time favorite interviews, and the person that you interviewed is one of my favorite people, and what you asked her and what she said back to you, Sarah Jessica Parker, when you were asking her about John Kennedy Jr.
Uh-huh.
And what it was like to kiss him.
Yeah, and she said it's exactly how you would want it to be, right?
Yes, and then she also said that, like, if he was here, I would feel more comfortable talking about. I just love that about her.
Yeah, she's great. She's by the way, she's everything you want her to be.
Isn't that?
You know, she's a great friend and a glittery, sparkling person in my life.
You have a lot of great friends.
I do.
You do. And Susan Lucci was one of your very first interviews that you interviewed when you were a student at BU. And I just got back from BU from touring that for a college tour.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yes.
How did your kid like it?
He liked it. It's up there. It's definitely up there. I love Boston, by the way.
Boston's a great college town. Not much of a campus at BU.
Yes.
But, you know, if someone's looking for an urban college experience, it's a great place.
Yes, and the fact that it was Susan Lucci is I grew up watching her, and when I was a television producer for Phil Donahue, she was one of the first guests we had on, and it was like a big deal. I just brought that up because you interviewed her first, and it was like one of the first interviews I had at the Donahue show, and I've been a big fan of her forever.
Yeah.
Out she comes, the double doors, full-length fur coat, red knit dress.
So what a great first person. All right, housewives. What makes a great housewife and one that you want to keep signing and having back?
Someone who's unique, someone who's funny, someone who is not afraid to live their life in front of the camera, someone who has organic relationships with the other housewives. Those are all key components.
Was there anyone you'd never ask back, or several?
Sure. It's usually someone who's no longer on the show.
Okay. Anyone that surprised you that you thought, oh, I'm not sure, and then...
Oh, so many. I mean, you know, so I think Dorinda and Erica Jane both, you know, turned into very pleasant surprises.
Did you think that when you started that whole franchise that it would become what it is?
No.
Never.
Definitely not. I mean, we're in 7 cities now. I mean, absolutely not.
Amazing. Emmy Award-winning host, executive producer, Watch What Happens Live. Is there anything else you're going to do? Because I can't imagine.
That's a really good question. I'm pretty good right now. I definitely trying to think of a fourth book idea.
Good idea. All right.
Yeah.
I'll read it. So yeah. We're talking about celebrating the National Dog Show to help raise funds for hurricane relief. So everyone should go on. It's hashtag Dog Thanking Initiative. All the proceeds from this social media program will be donated to support people and pets affected by the hurricanes in Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, and other areas. Such a great idea.
It's so good. You can go to Purina.com for more info.
Please go. And Andy, come back anytime.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much, Andy.
Okay.